everyone, and welcome back to Beyond the Ball, Season 5, Episode 1. Lads, we are back. What's the crack? Paddy, how's things?
All good, man. Good to be back.
It is good to be back. Connor, how's things? How was your summer?
I haven't talked in ages, man. It's been like, wasn't it 3 months since I saw you last? Yeah, no,
it's been good. Good to be back. Right, lads. I suppose we'll start off by officially... Well, I suppose we'll tell everyone what we're going to be doing on the podcast. So we're going to just explain what's actually going to happen with the pod, what the plans are for the pod. You'll see some of it in action tonight. We're going to just tell you all the segments, all the fucking or the fancy football shit. We have a Super Six League, lads. I don't know if we even told you us, but we have a Super Six League as well. That we can kind of have a bit of crack with as well. I don't know. We'll have to figure that one out, but. We'll go through everything that we want to do this season. Again, if you are watching or listening, make sure you hit subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you follow us on Spotify. All that good stuff. Hit like. Get your comments in as well, because we can't see when you send in a comment and we will respond to you. Lads, right, so I suppose we start off by going to talk about what we're actually going to be doing for the podcast. Paddy, do you want to go through the segments? I don't know. Do you want to have a word? I feel like I'm talking a lot here.
Put me on the spot here. Okay, well, I suppose if you look at news and previous week's games, which we won't be able to do tonight because there's been no previous games, only pre-season. We'll touch on that when we talk about our teams. But we'll be talking about the news of the week. I don't know if this will be in chronological order. We'll be talking about the news of the week and the results of the previous week. Realistically, Chelsea, United, and Liverpool's games, because
that's the plan, the major plan, isn't it? We look after them three teams. Obviously, me being Chelsea, Connor being Liverpool, and Big Paddy, who is now christened Big Paddy, is obviously married. United.
Yeah, oh, got married. Yeah. Big Paddy, little boy Paddy until then.
She took my second name and I took her first name.
Right, so obviously each week we used to look at every single fixture, and it used to fucking drag on. I think we're gonna shorten it down and get kind of other segments in, because nobody really wants to listen to us talk about fucking.
What about when Brentford play Fulham? They're gonna want.
Yeah, exactly. So no one wants to listen to that shite. So we're gonna talk about Chelsea. We're gonna talk about Liverpool, and we're gonna talk about United every week. Now, having said that, if there is, say, Arsenal and Man City playing, we'll talk about that. If there's a game that's really worth talking about, we will talk about it, but we're not going to just talk about games for the sake of it at this stage. We only want to talk about our own teams, and I'd say 95% of the people that would listen and watch support the same teams we do.
What
as well.
You want so, to hear when you want to hear it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good one, Paddy. Good slogan. You should get a job for like Asda or something. Right, so as Paddy was saying there, we're going to be looking at kind of the news of the week and stuff like that. I think for this week, we're going to look at, I suppose, fantasy or not transfer talk. So we're going to go through who we kind of think are the best signings, who we think is going to sign for who, blah, 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 all that type of shit. So all transfer related stuff.
And how we think the transfer window will finish, because there's still a couple of rumors going around there about a couple of teams, a couple of big moves still to happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors, especially with Chelsea. So I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do. Then we're going to move on. Every single week, we're going to have a fantasy football segment. Me and the lads are committed. Connor is a fucker for not changing his team, but he's made a promise. And Connor, I want you to tell this promise right now that you'll commit to changing your team every single week. If you do genuinely forget, fair enough.
I will change my team every week up until the end of September.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the fantasy.
It'd be good to get in people, listeners as well, their ideas or tips as well, because I'll definitely need it. I'm bottom of the league every year, so any ideas after you see me team tonight, please send them in. Be great.
Well, we do have the fantasy football league for Beyond the Ball. The link will be up when we're talking about fantasy football. The link will be scrolling around across the bottom of the screen later on. It's on our Instagram page anyway, but we will give out the code later. So if anybody else wants to jump in and join, it's a bit of crack. We'll go through. If everybody, it's not going to be just the three of us. We're talking about our own three teams. If we see someone has a savage week and 90 or 100 points, we'll have a look at their team. We'll break their team down and stuff like that. So we will try to get everybody involved as much as we can. So if you was get involved, we'll get you involved as much as you want. So moving off onto the fantasy football, we have probably one of the things, lads, that I'm most excited about. And it's I'm calling it the King of the Pod Challenge. So basically, if anybody is free on a Saturday night and watches Ant and Deck Saturday Night Takeaway, they'll see Ant versus Deck. So it's basically throughout the whole series.
It'd be like the Wish version of that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it'd be challenges against each other. We have one this week, which is I won't say anything about it, but we do have one for this week. We will be showing that later on in the pod.
Keep measuring contest.
Yeah. I get last unanimously. So look, we're gonna be doing that, which I think is gonna be really exciting. I'm gonna put myself out as favourite, lads. Don't know what if you agree with that.
It's a fat cunt award, maybe.
No, this is pie eating contests in it. So that's
sponsored by Greg's. You and Lukaku.
No, I don't care about Lukaku anymore. He is dead to me. He can fuck off. He's dead to me. I don't like Lukaku. Fuck off back then, it went on. So yeah, the challenges, lads, they're gonna be everything from free kicks, penalties, one touch finishes, golf challenges. We're gonna fucking do beer pong, we're gonna do keepy uppies with toilet roll, we're gonna do all sorts. So every week we're gonna have something for everybody to watch and hopefully jump along with. After we kind of do the podcast and stuff, we'll get them up on the TikTok page. So if you're not following us on TikTok, get up there, because it's unused
toilet paper.
No, used adds the weight to it.
And then Paddy, afterwards, we're going to use it as a ring toss. Yeah.
It's a ring toss game. So lads, look, that's what, and then I suppose we're going to go into talking about our teams at the end. So, lads, I think we just jump straight into it. Stop fucking around. We'll go into our first segment of the season, which is going to be the news of the week, lads. And I made a little graphic.
Is it though?
I was waiting for a graphic.
I clicked the wrong button. So here we go.
We'll put that down to force weak nerves.
So yeah, it's the jitters. Sorry, missed a comment in from Formula One Racing, which is Rob Heal Collie. I'm sure he meant to say hello. What's the crack? Anyway, right, lads, we're talking about the transfer window. Connor, I'm going to come to you in particular, because I do have a little bone to pick, not with just you, but with every single Liverpool fan that exists, thinking that Nunes is going to be the greatest signing since Mo Salah.
Since Andy Carroll.
What? And all he is he's an Andy Carroll in disguise. What is your thoughts on Nunes, and how happy are you with that signing?
I'm pretty happy with it as a signing, but at the time I didn't think we were going to lose Mane like the opposite way. He came in, I thought he was going to add to quite a strong front six.
Yeah.
Is there probably more to push in there, especially with Jota being out injured for so long? I know he signed a new contract today, which is good, to keep him for another 5 years. But yeah, in that kind of short term window, are we kind of relying on one out and out striker and falling back onto Bobby Firmino, who didn't play a hell of a lot last year and is kind of looking for new opportunities himself? I don't know. But yeah, I don't think he's not going to be the best thing since sliced bread. I don't think he's going to be an absolute flop either. I think Liverpool are going to still score goals from where they predominantly scored goals before, which is probably out wide from Salah on Luis Diaz on the other side. Is he going to chip in with 10, 12, 13 goals in the season? I think he will. He's not going to get 25, 26 goals. He's not going to be that type of player. But yeah, happy enough with him. It didn't come out of my pocket, so I don't really care. I'm more worried, and I think it's when we finished the season last year, I wanted strength in midfield, in that midfield area. We brought in Fabio Carvalho, who looks like a savage footballer. I don't think he fills the role that we're really missing from, like, Wijnaldum leaving, from Naby Keita being so injury-prone, Henderson being injury-prone, Milner being about 62, Fabinho being injury-prone, that kind of deep.
Milner being 62 and still the fittest player in the team.
He's outrageous, isn't he? Fucking hell. Ridiculous. Thiago being injury-prone as well. There's, like, not a lot of confidence on the fitness of the boys in there. So I still would like to replace somebody in there. But other than that...
Have you got...
So, sorry, what do you think about Klopp still being a moany fucking.
He's not going to change, Paddy. So.
But like, what a hypocrite saying I'll never spend 100 million. And then he goes out and spends 100 million.
They didn't spend 100 million, though.
They did.
It's 85 million. And I've had this argument on what's TikTok. Because we put, yeah, we've now the 85 million gets it. I think the add ons get it up to 85 million.
85 million,
I've had this,
66 now, I think it was.
Yeah, so I've had this argument with people online. Now, to be fair, I just put it online just to trigger a couple of people, and it completely worked. They went absolutely apeshit. I put another one up on TikTok about Nunes as well, his first training session. He was skying shots over the bar. Thought it was hilarious. Stuck it up on TikTok, got 250,000 views, and about 1,000 angry Liverpool fans absolutely abusing me. But it was worth it. I thought it was funny. Rob wants to know, was it a panic boy, Connor?
I don't think it was a panic boy, no, but like at that stage, I don't think anyone knew that one of the front three was leaving. I think the one that everyone was worried about, obviously, was Salah because contracts were stalling. And then he fucking committed. He probably, see, I think that was more a panic from Liverpool than actually Boya Nunes was giving Salah what he wanted. That he shouldn't have. I said all along, give the man whatever he wants, yeah. But they obviously didn't want to. And then that's when the panic set in and said, right, fuck it, we're just going to give you whatever you want now just to keep you here. I think that was more of a panic than going out with Nunes. Is it a risk? It is. 100%. He has torn Achilles tendons before, which is not ideal. But he's 22. If it was a 22-year-old who wasn't built like he is, it'd be decent business with that goal scoring record behind him. So
yeah,
I think the thing that backed up the decision was Luis Diaz coming out of the same league six, seven months previous. I think that could have backed it up a little bit. But
I just want to say actually something about Diaz there, right? So you're saying, do you remember we were saying there just about like your goals are going to come from the left and the right from Diaz and Salah? I noticed he drifted a lot inside in the number 10 role. Did you notice that against Man City? Is that something he's going to be doing this season? Because I didn't think he was that effective when he came inside. I thought he was more effective out on the wings. Like,
well, you notice he started staying out wide when they had a number 9 in there. When Bobby Firmino started in there, he dropped into midfield. So, I mean, Mane played inside all last season. Salah plays inside anyway as well. So I think that's the role that he's trying to fill. I do think they're going to be a little bit more restricted about that if they were to play a full number 9 through the centre. Yeah. When Bobby Firmino drops in, and lets them do that a little bit more, I think.
Yeah, fair. Has there been any big outgoings for Liverpool other than Mane? Is there anyone else that you've lost that you've thought is kind of a bit of a loss to the team?
Big Cockerigi.
Yeah, disappointing.
It is disappointing. No, I was those fringe players. Taki Minamino, obviously top goal scorer in the Cups for Liverpool last year. But again, a good profit on him when he went. Don't think he really ever fit into the team for whatever reason. But nothing major. Kept a hold of most of their starting probably 14 or 15 players, we'll say. But so did most other clubs, and a lot of other clubs improved much more than Liverpool did. So that's kind of where the worry is.
Connor, just looking at, say, Mane against the new lad, is he an improvement in terms of him being a target man? Maybe you didn't have.
Yeah, they're not the same player.
I know,
but does he give you more?
He gives you something different. I don't think he gives you more, but he does give a plan B. He gives a second option where
he gives a hoof an option.
What?
He gives you a hoof an option.
Yeah, 100%. He gives you a cross option as well, so it's definitely a different outlook. But I don't think he gives more than Mane did. But again, Mane played in that central role for 4 months. He was never predominantly there before. He went in there because of injuries. And did very well.
We'll move on. Paddy, we'll come to you. United, talk to me about United's transfer window. How have you seen this one gone?
You've got one bit of a calamity going on that is kind of the story of every window for United, and that's Frankie De Jong coming. I do actually think that this will happen. I think it's pretty much a game of chess between the two clubs and the player getting the money he wants in old wages. Barcelona saying they haven't got the money to do that, but yet they're going out and buying fucking players left, right, and center. And United not buying an alternative leads me to believe that they may be very confident of getting him. but
I won't lie, Paddy. Yeah. Chelsea have been strongly linked with him. And
yeah, I heard that as well. I did
massive talk about them coming in together.
And I was actually just clear Chelsea against United. I think to myself, well, he'll probably go to Chelsea because they seem to be the stronger team at the moment. But the Erik ten Hag link would lead me to believe that he might just favour United over Chelsea.
The only thing I'd say is Gary Neville came out today and said that when he was over in America, and he was over there, Frankie Young was over there. There is a third party that had said that he would have preferred to go, if he had the choice between the two, he preferred Chelsea because he preferred to go to London. So that's where we're at the moment with it. That's the latest I've heard on it.
Fairness, most United fans live in London, so they can just give him a lift.
I haven't heard much other than those two pieces of information. I haven't heard like a lot from Chelsea saying that they're looking for a player, or even from the Barcelona side, and they seem to be fairly open with any people coming in for their players. But in terms of the actual business that we've done, you've got Lisandro Martinez from Ajax, centre back.
Never heard of him.
He's that 5'6" centre back who plays in the fucking played for Ajax.
Yeah, also plays in CDM as well. Looks very strong, looks good in pre-season, but again, wait and see how he goes in the Premier League. Tyrell Malacia from Feyenoord. He's a left back. And Christian Eriksen, who I think would be a great acquisition for United.
Have the heart for United, though?
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
we're already off. For fuck's sake, I'll edit that out. Fabulous to see Chelsea and Man United shopping in Mr. Price, Rob says. Paddy, a big one, obviously, with United is the Ronaldo situation. What do you think, as a United fan and a United faithful and an absolute Ronaldo fanboy, what do you want to see at the moment? Like, if... what he's saying, or what the rumors are coming out, that obviously he wants to leave. Like, he doesn't know what the club at, and the club don't owe him at. What do you do at this point? Do you try your best to hold on to him, keep an unhappy player there, and he then becomes another Pogba, which is a cancer in the dressing room?
But he won't. He's too driven. Like his goals in terms of the amount of goals he gets in his career will drive him on to get goals for the team, irrespective of. Now, he may not work as hard as Ten Hag wants to play the way Ten Hag wants, but he will not go the Pogba route. I'd let him go. I wouldn't be sad to see him go, and I don't think he's a bollocks for wanting to go, because I understand in his mindset he just wants to get more Champions League goals so Messi doesn't bypass him, and that's the sole reason he wants to go. So I understand that. So it's a bit of an effed up situation, but will United let him go?
We're on sides out here.
Yeah, the kids might be watching now. And
I'll be happy.
not ideal. But like we've done so bad last year. Like, I don't know who to keep and who to let go, because the whole team was just.
What do you make of the Eriksen signing?
I'm very, very happy with that signing. I think we've missed someone like that, that can play a bit deeper for a while. I think. Again, defensively, we need to be more solid for these flair players to really flourish. And I'm listening to all the news and the noise around Old Trafford at the moment is that McLaren, Ten Hag and the coaching staff are happy, confident going into the new season. Yeah. And they're doing some good work, good coaching work. Like, to see even in pre-season Ten Hag up on the sidelines, giving out to the players, directing the players, that's something I haven't seen at United for a good while, especially now with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Like, he's just set on the... like, he had no tactical nous whatsoever.
No confidence from Ollie to get up and fucking tactically move everybody around.
Dying for the new season. Actually, I honestly think the quadruple is on.
Oh, for fuck's sake, here we go.
Stay here first.
The quadruple.
I suppose we're going to be talking about this weekend's fixture, so I won't say anything yet, but go on. Yeah, okay, that's all my Man United transfer news. Boop, 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 boop.
I suppose moving on to Chelsea, lads, where the fuck do I start with this absolute shit show? So obviously, I think since the last time we spoke, Abramovich was probably still the owner at the time, was he? Probably would have been. So now we have a new beautiful owner in Todd Bowley, who has promised us Bownerly. Steve Hough, an ex-England manager. Oh, dear God, I agree.
The coach that won the treble with United. Oh, yeah, that's Steve.
So back on to Chelsea, because Paddy will just keep bringing us back to United if he gets the chance to.
Your listeners are bringing us back to United.
So I have to admit, lads, I'm kind of sad, but I'm optimistic of what's going on. So Lukaku gone. See you later. Should have never signed him. I actually was happy when we signed him, but he's a fucking pile of shite. Good luck. Enjoy your time over at Inter. I'm a little bit disappointed at Chelsea this week, who have come out and pretty much said that it's very likely that Werner is going back to Germany. I'm a big fan of Werner. I know I give him a little shit and all, like, and he's probably not good enough, but he just tries hard and he's just such a likable guy that I want him there. But I suppose
he's a sport to let go of those two strikers. Like, who he's got there?
Havertz is going to be playing number nine. And I've seen in pre-season, Sterling has been playing number nine, which I don't like because his finishing is absolutely atrocious. Havertz, I think his finishing isn't great either. Badly needed number nine. Rob says, Collie admitted Chelsea are fucked. If we can sign the players we want to sign, I really do think we're going to struggle going forward this year.
And your manager is as well after the Arsenal match.
Didn't hear any of you there.
Sorry, go ahead, Connor.
I was just going to say, looking back over the last two seasons, Connie, last year you said Lukaku would be top goal scorer. The year before you said Werner would be top goal scorer. Please pick another Chelsea player this year because they're going to have a fucking stinker.
Just pick the goalie or something.
Reece James is probably the most likely to be top scorer. No, look, lads, I'm gonna just call a spade here. I don't think Chelsea are going to do as well as I initially thought because, like, seeing Werner go, obviously Lukaku gone. I didn't care about Lukaku. I don't care about him. But we've lost Rudiger is a massive loss. Now, look, I knew we were going to lose them. But Rudiger gone. There's talk of Alonso gone. There's talk of Aspilicueta going over to Barcelona. So all these players, and then we've got an aging Thiago Silva who's anchoring the defence at the moment, 37 years of age. There's not much there, lads. Christensen's gone. Like, we're really struggling defensively. I like the signing of Cucurella if we can get that completed. I don't know if it was last season, but I think it was the first game they could have played against Brighton against Chelsea. And I had picked him out and said that he's a very good player. And I think he's better than Brighton. So I'm actually delighted to see him coming to Chelsea if we get him.
Do you think the manager is happy? Because after the Arsenal match, he did not sound like a happy manager.
No.
He didn't.
He's not happy.
So what's going on?
There's too many players that are unsure of the contracts. Like, Aspilicueta is one. They're basically waiting on Barcelona.
Yeah, but exactly what's going on with the club that all this is happening?
I don't know. How can I explain it?
This is a new thing at Chelsea. This wasn't like this previously.
No, wasn't really like... It wasn't like it to this extent. There was always kind of the one or two players that would be unhappy looking to leave. But we're at the extent where all of our defenders are pretty much gone. Like, I don't know how you can
Harry Maguire.
Do you know what? There was actually rumors of Chelsea going for Harry Maguire, and I wasn't even that disappointed about it. I was like, do you know what? Probably fucking take him. Could deal with someone sitting on the bench.
Phil Jones as well is gone. You'll have Phil Jones. We'll throw him in for nothing.
Fucking hell. I don't know. I don't really know what to say about Chelsea this season. Look, if we can get the players we want defensively, I'm happy. If we can get your man Dumfries as well, I'd be happy with that. But I do think we're really going to struggle going forward, and we seem to be struggling breaking down the teams. I'm very happy with Sterling as a signing. I think he's a very good player.
Great signing.
For the 90 goals, 250 games. I think it was 50 or 60 million or something.
Great price.
Drop in the ocean compared to what players are going for these days. Especially someone who's proven, and he's only 27, so... Plenty in the tank. No, he is not a great finisher. But he's always a threat on the ball. So yeah, I'm happy with him. Can you hear my dog barking, lads?
No,
that's okay. Because I was gonna go down and mortar. So lads, look, I don't know how to sum it up. Chelsea,
Joey.
I'm still optimistic, but we're fucking 4 days away in the Premier League stand.
What's his name? Positionally,
we need a striker. We're gonna need a left back if Alonso's gone. We're gonna need a right back if Aspilicueta's gone, and a kind of right of centre back, because Reece James will play out right wing back. But we need that centre right, because we played a three with the two wing backs. So another two centre halves is going to be required. So yeah, that's a minimum requirement for Chelsea.
So you're already pretty much in midfield, but in
back midfield, I'm happy. Yeah, midfield, I'm happy. Like, we have Kante is still there. We've Kovacic again, one of the, in my opinion, one of the most over or underrated midfielders in the league. Jorginho, look, Jorginho's Jorginho. He doesn't do anything special. He just passed the ball 5 yards sideways. And then we've got back Conor Gallagher, which I don't know if they're going to send him out on loan again. Maybe. Or he might actually. They might actually use him. So I don't know. I'm optimistic, but I'm not really. So I don't know how to. I don't know how else to sum it up. Lads, we're gonna move off the transfers. We're gonna jump.
You're depressed now.
Yeah, we should just fucking start with Chelsea first because I would have
predictions. Chelsea to win the league. The cup.
We never actually discussed this, lads. We're going to have to do... I think we should vocalise our predictions at the end of the pod. Andy McCarthy...
I think do an Insta Live.
Oh, okay. Well...
Because I don't know.
I think we should say them here for anyone that's watching the pod. They deserve to hear it on the pod. But we'll also do it on Insta Live for anyone that doesn't listen to the pod. So, yeah, we'll do that. Lads, we're going to jump on to the next thing, which is the fantasy football. Like me, little graphics here. So this is for anybody that hasn't joined the league. The league code is up on the bottom of the screen there. You can see it. For anybody that's listening on Spotify, it is QXFIBX. That's QXFIBX. Get into that. Look, I think there's probably around 60 or 70 people in it. I deleted the league from last year. There was too many people in it that I didn't know that weren't kind of engaging with the with the podcast. So I wanted to get everybody. I don't care. I didn't care if we cut the numbers in half. I just wanted people in that would get the updates. And when I give away a prize, I actually get to give it to them because a lot of people would have joined it from TikTok or something like that and didn't follow the page. So I'm trying to be as fair as possible to everybody. So we are going to do a monthly prize. I haven't decided what the prizes are and I'm not going to commit to anything yet. We're giving Brandy away Karen. A monthly. Yeah, a brand new car at the end of the podcast for winner. And now we will give away an overall prize.
Night with probably, Connor.
Yeah.
For last place.
It's the booby prize. I think it'll be probably a cash prize or some sort of voucher or something like that. Probably around 200. I don't know. I haven't decided. Now we'll be putting it on the company expenses, lads. So there will be monthly prizes as well. I will keep everyone informed on Instagram. So if you're not following the Instagram and you're in the league, go to Instagram because all of our stuff will be up on that. That's the only place we can realistically put up live updates in terms of winners and stuff like that, other than the podcast every week, which we will do as well. But go and follow the Instagram page. Right, lads, we're going to have a look at our fancy teams. Who wants to start us off? Who wants to get the ball rolling?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Paddy, share your screen. We're going to, for anybody that is on Spotify, this would be a good time to go and check it out on YouTube. Again, if you are watching on YouTube, Facebook, make sure you subscribe.
Make sure it's magnified enough so you can see it in all its glory.
I want to see your fancy team, Paddy, not your penis. Classic. Right, so we'll get Paddy's team up on the screen and we'll have a look and see what he's got going on at the moment. So I'll just add that to the stream there now. So can you zoom in a bit more on that, Paddy? Go right in, I'd say.
All right.
There you go.
All right, we'll start with the defense and the goalkeeper first. So obviously Olsen was just one to throw in the bin. I didn't even want him, but we picked him out to save a few quid. So I've got Ederson in goal. I've got a strong player in every position on the park. I've got no big massive hitters this year. I wanted to be more shrewd about who I was picking. So I've got Perisic, Cancelo, Alexander Arnold, James, and Gabriel all along the back. So plenty of cover for when players get injured. I think it's a strong enough back line of five, all attacking minded defenders that could get you the odd assist or goal as well. Moving on to the midfield, the new Arsenal captain, Odegaard, Diaz for Liverpool, Grealish, who I think will link up well with the new lad Haaland at Man City, Sancho and Eriksen. And then you have Jesus, Darwin, and Martial up front. So that's there could be a couple of changes before the weekend. We'll wait and see. But this is the 80-90% of what my team will be for the season. Any thoughts?
Can I just ask? Yeah, I just want to ask you, right? Martial, I know he's been playing well in preseason. Is he going to start? Is he?
I think so this weekend anyway. He absolutely will, because Ronaldo wasn't fit enough to start. And I think if he can hit the ground running, keep Ronaldo on the bench if he wants to be a big player.
Like he's been scoring, hasn't he, like preseason?
Yeah, he's been looking good in preseason. Looking as good as he was when he first started at United again. So I'm hoping that Erik ten Hag's coaching has done something positive for him. But again, it remains to be seen when a game is going against him whether his head drops, because I think that's one of the big issues United have had of like over the last couple of seasons. And one of the things Steve McClaren came out and said publicly before he came back to United was he hated the attitude of the players. So I'm hoping that changes now and Martial can, because he has the talent, but he just didn't have the commitment. So let's hope.
Okay, let's hope he doesn't.
It's a wild card in my team.
Right, fair enough. Connor, do you want to show us your team there? With a real view, Paddy.
What do you think? Yay, nay, all right.
Oh, sorry. Look, I think... can you zoom in again there? Because I have to have a small screen. I know everyone's watching on a big screen, but you cannot see that because I'm blind.
I'm also going to say it's controversial sharing a team like that and not the actual starting 11. I'm just trying.
And you know what? I'm looking at that. I'm looking at that as well, and I'm like, Paddy's being very shrewd here, and he's not showing who he's actually starting here. He's just showing the players he has.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I'm not giving away my team every week. So how am I supposed to win the league if I'm showing me starting 11 every week?
I don't like it, but I'll allow it. No Salah.
No, she's like, he would have I would have lost a couple of backup players. Like, I've got cover here every week where I don't have to be worrying about your free hits or your transferring players because players are injured. I've got cover all over the park here. I think, like, I honestly should get a job as a Premier League manager after picking this team.
You ever like football manager, buddy? Maybe a Premier League football manager.
Eriksen out for 9 months with no cardiovascular system.
Oh, Jesus.
The other thing I'd say is Jack Grealish. I did have him in my team myself, but I seen a thing coming out today that said that if he doesn't buck up his ideas, he can fuck off. So I'm a little bit worried about having him as a starter in my team, but look. It's your decision, Paddy.
Okay, another wild card. But yeah, are you worried?
No, I'm not worried. When you see my team, you'll understand why.
Okay.
Connor, what have you got in the locker? Can you change that? The view? Or zoom in?
Give you a little zoom.
Give an old zoom.
Is that zoomed enough for you? You see that?
Yeah. That's weird the way that's come up. Like, have you got your monitor?
I've got a portrait monitor. Yeah.
Oh, he's got a portrait. Jesus Christ.
It works better this way because you can actually see this quote the team. Anyway, it doesn't matter. First thing, obviously, to touch on is the team name, Partey in My Pants.
It's a great name. That's a solid 9.2 team name.
And I didn't even Google that one. I came up with that one myself from reading a couple of articles about a certain player over the last couple of months.
Rapist.
What player, I don't know. I've gone 4-4-2 this year. I'm going to start off that way. I'd usually play a 3-5-2, but I thought I'd mix up a little bit. I've gone with Hugo Lloris in goal. Bit of strengthening goal on at Spurs. I don't see them conceding too many goals. A back four of Perisic, if he starts, obviously, hopefully he does, because I would always thought he was more of a midfielder, a wide left player than a defender. So if he can get a couple of extra assists out of him, happy days. Ruben Diaz, Matty Cash, and Koulibaly back. I think, as Colley said, he's the only one that you really have currently, so he kind of has to play. Whether that gets clean sheets or not is another thing, but if he gets me 90 minutes anyway and maybe a bonus, I'll take 3 points. Midfield, then I have Salah, De Bruyne, Saint-Maximin, and Click. Again, players who I think are going to play 90 minutes for the most part, and then obviously the two star men in midfield, hopefully getting additional points with assists and goals. Up front, then I've gone with Gabriel Jesus and Danny Ings. And then kind of like Paddy, I've gone with guaranteed cover pretty much on the bench then as well, that I can sub in and out depending on who's playing.
Cucurella is a bit of a controversial one, isn't it, at the moment, because he's still in that limbo stage at the moment. And if he gets the sign of a Chelsea, he obviously won't start. Now, I know you don't have him starting anyway, but if he goes to Chelsea...
I think he starts at Chelsea and he's probably worth more.
He will. But that, yeah, just for the starting, I suppose, just for the starting week, he's probably going to be in limbo and not play at all.
Yeah, I've got him on the bench anyway because they're playing United, so I'd rather have the four that I have at the back anyway over United away. Same with Souček is the same, obviously, because they're playing City. I'd rather have Klich in there than we're playing Wolves at home than playing City. And then Mitrovic, obviously, with record-breaking season last year in the Championship. I still think he will pick up 12, 13, maybe 14 goals this season against those lower-end teams. So he's going to come in when Villar are playing someone more difficult to take Danny Ings out.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, I like it. I like, you've gone all in on the midfield anyway with Salah and De Bruyne. I'd say that's a strong kind of two to have. Some people have gone heavy on the striker and then one midfielder. But you've gone two in the midfield. So, yeah, no, that's...
Only one I missed, I don't know, probably Hoyman's son. Probably could have got him in there, made a few changes around. Probably the one person I feel like I am missing a little bit, but other than that,
yeah,
happy enough.
Yeah, I like about Paddy, what you think? You're on mute.
He has no thoughts. He thinks
you're on mute. You're on mute!
For a Division 2 manager, it's not bad.
It just took 10 times for me to say it.
So you missed out on all the compliments. Now I'm just going to say nah, it's shit.
Thought I wanted anyway.
So you're not a fan, Paddy, are you not?
No, I am, yeah. Good team. But I don't think
he was making notes. That's why he was muted. He's fucking in the copy of my team now.
He's saying, Alexis, save this team.
I don't know if the defenders will get you many points in terms of assists and maybe the odd goal. I thought mine were more attack-minded, but in a solid team, that would get you your clean sheet and maybe an assist. Whereas you've got a few centre-backs there that won't get you much. But that's my only observation.
Okay. Connor, are you happy to move on? Any other comments to make in your team?
No, it's class. I'm definitely going to win by the end of September and then I'm going to forget.
Right, I'll share my one, lads, and I'm not just saying this because it's mine, but I definitely think my team is the best team. So I'm gonna start me. I'm gonna shout away Connor did and show me starting 11, right? Yeah, I mean I've gone original with Beyond the Ball. Nothing too crazy, I don't think. So yeah, lads, I've gone with Ederson in goal, for obvious reasons. I've gone with Bourne, Justin, Alexander-Arnold, Cancelo and Reece James along the back. And I think that's a seriously strong defence. So Bourne is only 4.5 million. Justin's only 4.5 million. Both of them you'd expect to play the majority of the games. Trent obviously is going to get you a rake of points. 7.5 million, worth every penny because no other player worth that gets you that many points. Cancelo, again, 7 million I think he is, but get you an absolute rake of points. And Reece James, he's there for clean sheets, but he's also there for kind of going forward as well because he was probably one of Chelsea's top scorers last year. So that's me back. I'm playing a 5-3-2. Now, lads, you're probably saying, oh, geez, he's gone heavy on the defence. He's not going to have anybody in midfield. Boom. McGinn, Sancho, right, and Salah. Yeah, spot on. So I've managed to get Sancho, Salah in there, and also McGinn, who has just been handed the captaincy at Aston Villa. So he's 100% going to play. So I don't see why not get him in there. His confidence is going to be high. He's going to be trying to lead the team. Lead by example, I suppose, he'd be told. Like, so I'm hoping he can chip in with a few goals and assists. Then up forward, lads, you probably think I don't have Anton, but you're wrong. I've got Haaland and Jesus. Lads, I'm not being funny, but I think that's a seriously strong team.
Charge your bench. Come on.
I've got Darlow and goal, just again, to save a few quid, like you said, Paddy. I've got Rashford on the bench because I do think that Rashford may be okay this season. I've got Murphy, who's again cheap, and Greenwood cheap. So I have a poor bench. Rashford, realistically, I could probably change him for a 4.5 million and improve something somewhere else. But I'm happy to have Rashford on the bench there because I'd like to see how he goes on if for the next kind of start of the maybe 3 or 4 games.
I think you've five or six players there that'll get you minimal points over the season. I think you've got a couple of big hitters, but I think the two on defense, Justin and Bourne, won't get you much.
Okay.
All right. Move down. McGinn might get you a few, but not many, I don't think. And then in the bench is just, yeah, not great.
Yeah, forget about the bench. The bench is the bench. You know, that's,
yeah,
that's
there you go. I picked half your team apart.
You picked 2 players. three players. Yeah. And by the way,
and your bench, which is half your team.
Newcastle are going to be so much more improved this season, and Bourne is going to be one of the players that's keeping clean sheets. And Justin is one of the highest scorers last year for Leicester. 29 points.
Yeah, before, yeah.
No, I think he had a massive injury, but he was definitely playing, and he's a good attacking kind of wing back. So I think that's a savage team. That's,
yeah.
You'll see at the end of week one. Right, lads, we're ending it there. We're moving off this. Lads, we're going to be moving on to the challenge this week. So this is the first ever challenge that we have done. And it's basically... Well, hold on a sec. There we go.
Animations are shocking.
What are you on about? That took me ages to do that.
No, me, the three of us in those suits look shocking.
You just look like a Bourne victim in your own. Right, lads, we're going to reveal what the challenge was. So for this week's challenge, we done closest to the pin. So we were in the Spawell Golf Club, who have a top tracer machine that basically maps out your yardage. This is golf now, in case anybody's wondering. But these are the type of things we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing all these. So we started off with the closest to the pin. Lads, I'm not going to dick around. I'm going to get the video up, and we're going to be watching. So the video goes on for... The video goes on for around 3 minutes or so. So, hope you enjoy this. Oh, that's an absolute boner. That is a boner. Can it skip across the water?
Oh!
Sit down.
Tell you what, you've got a register.
Sit down.
And it's gone.
Straight off your foot.
Fair enough. Try your best. Oh, he's holding the finish. Does he like it? Oh!
Nice.
On. That's controversial. That is controversial. Nice. I don't think that hit the green. No. Closer is the objective, but then 30 feet. Ooh!
Wow.
Change of clubs.
This is mind games.
What we've got here? That's a miss. Oh. All right. 30 feet, Connor. How you feel?
Take it.
Yeah. Okay.
Short.
No, you're all right.
That one's
the
top
over it as well. Drop me that one.
Oh!
Nice shot. That's gonna be left. It's not gonna be good.
Bunker.
It's usually
where I am
on the
golf course, I guess. Sandman. 15.4. Yo, Paddy, what club are you using?
6.
This is 5K?
50K?
5K? What's this 50K? 50K?
What's this?
Controversial.
I'll tell you what.
Tell you what.
Slightly left, I think, and short. Oh, that wasn't a bad attempt, Paddy. It's not a bad attempt. Just getting the feel of it. Just getting the feel of it. Oh, that's all over.
That is all over.
That is all over this. Unfortunately, you're just too big and hard.
Right. Drinky.
Should have stayed with the man. Yeah, it's a bit wet.
Oh.
Right, lads. It's another.
You got me to change the club on a Sunday. Mind games.
Yes, 1-0, baby. So that was good crack, lads. Obviously that machine, it's edited down and it's clipped very nicely, but it definitely had a couple of shots that were close on that. I got fucking shafted. It did. But
to put that into context, that's like a team winning the Community Shield. They very rarely then win the league, so we'll give you the first one. Sorry.
So I got 1-0 up for the series, lads.
I think Paddy looks like a grown man using one of those Fisher Price little plastic golf clubs.
Yeah,
I thought I looked like a delivery driver.
Paddy needs some new fit clubs, lads. Right, so it's 1-0 to me in the series. Again, this will be a rolling thing. Every week we'll have another challenge, another golf challenge probably next week, and then like we'll have football challenges coming up. Like I said, we'll have tennis. Is that what you want us to do? Get it into us?
No, not anything. Don't be fucking getting people to send anything.
Like, I mean, like, you know, just, we're not going to shoot porno or anything like that. But let us know if there's anything you want to see us do.
Who can laugh the longest?
let us know. Send us a DM on Instagram. Send me a text message if you have a number. We are open. We're open and willing to do any challenges that are sports related, not sexual. Right, lads, we're moving on to the last and final thing of the podcast, which is lads, it's the predictions. So again, for anyone that didn't catch us earlier, we're only going to be talking about Chelsea, Liverpool and United, unless we deem a match that is important enough to talk about. And unfortunately, there is no other ones this week. And we're running towards an hour. We've promised that we won't be going over an hour this week. So we're not going
to
spend too long on the August.
We still have to talk about United. That's a good
one. I know. So we could be going on for an hour and a half. But anyway, if anybody is watching, make sure you hit subscribe on the YouTube. If you're on Spotify or whatever, make sure you follow, rate us 5 stars as well. We put a lot of time and effort into this. So it's the least you could do, you fuckers. Lads, the first match is Everton and Chelsea. What a better way for Chelsea to start off their season than spanking Frank Lampard.
You'd love to spank Frank Lampard.
I know, yeah. I was just going to say, I'd love to spank him. I'd say he has such a firm bum as well. Did you see Lampard in training with Everton? He was booting the ball around and his touches were unbelievable. And everyone was like, yeah, he'd get into the midfield, no problem. So Liverpool or Everton are quite bad, lads. Just looking at their fancy football. Sorry, I know we're going back onto that, but when you look at the team value, there's one player over the price of 6 million, I think it is, and it's Calvert-Lewin. The rest of them are all under. So
Calvert-Lewin is out injured.
And he's out injured. So close to show how fucking shit they are. Now, I'm 100% after setting myself up for a fail there by saying that, and they're going to spank us. But now, lads, we're gonna come to you as well and get your thoughts on this. So, Connor, what do you think on this match?
I think it's probably one of the best opponents Chelsea could have gotten so early. Well, with so long left in the transfer window, and obviously I'm talking about already their lack of firepower up front. I think this is ideal for them. Everton have gone out and they just seem to raid Burnley for the last fucking couple of weeks, couple of months, which isn't great after Burnley went down last year. Now we're horror show themselves. But yeah, just looking at some of the injuries they have as well. Seamus Coleman is out, Andros Townsend is out, Dominic Calvert-Lewin is out. It's probably three starters in that week's side, that you would say. Obviously lost for Charleston and stuff as well. Obviously didn't play last year, but Gylfi Sigurdsson gone. It's
why is he gone, Connor?
Well, his contract was terminated this year.
Why?
Because he was suspended last year.
Why? I want you to say it.
He kept asking, could he leave training at 3:30?
Yeah, for some reason. Yeah.
No idea people for Chelsea to play at the moment. I fancy Everton to be back involved in a relegation battle again this year. It's not going to be easy. I think they need to do some serious work in the last whatever 28 days of the window. Back Chelsea. I'm going to back a 2-0, and I'm going to say Raheem Sterling to score. I know we've slated this finishing all night, and I'm going to say he's going to score.
Fair enough. Paddy, what do you think?
Everton will have something to prove with their preseason they've had. Arsenal was in my head because I was thinking about Arsenal beating Chelsea 4-0 in preseason. And if they can do it, no, I'm only saying it for, no, it's okay. Context.
Okay.
And what the manager said afterwards, there's a possibility for a draw here. I can see. I don't think Everton will win, but I think there is a possibility for a draw, and I'm gonna go maybe for a 1-1 draw.
And do you know what? Actually, Paddy, I was on the very same thought process of you. I actually genuinely did think it was gonna be a 1-1 draw, and that's actually what I'm gonna go with because I just feel like Chelsea are really not ready yet. They need another 2 or 3 weeks before they're really at full strength. Getting the signings over the line, they need to be pushed along. We're starting the league in what, 3 days, match on Friday.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many outstanding transfers that are supposed to be coming in. So I don't think Chelsea are ready. I think they're gonna struggle going forward. Now, having said that, Everton aren't, like Connor said, Everton aren't a bad team to start off your season against. But I think they might struggle to break them down. And I think that they may struggle defensively because I don't know whether they're going to be set up completely. And I don't know whether everyone's head's going to be in the game. So I am actually going to agree with Paddy on this. And I am going to say a 1-1 draw. Obviously, with us being away as well, which I don't like saying. But I think Chelsea will probably go 1-0 up and have Havertz will score. And then Everton will equalise and finish 1-1. So... last year, you just wouldn't have heard me saying that, lads.
Yeah, I don't think Brick Frank will have long this season if things don't go well, because with pre-season and how they finished last season, I think he's on borrowed time.
Well, I mean, he saved them, you know. You might have a bit more kind of respect than you would imagine. Right, we'll move on, lads, because we're trying to get this under the hour. So,
yeah.
Fulham versus Liverpool. Lads, I'll just kick this off straight away. I think this is going to be an absolute spanking. Fulham probably going to be one of these teams that go back down again this season. Remember they came up, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago when they had fucking everyone under the sun and I was singing their praises from the start and they went straight back down. And do you remember that? They severely let me down. So I'm going to say they're going to get spanked here and I'm going to go with 4-0 to Liverpool and I'm going to say Diaz to score. Paddy?
Yeah, 3-0 to Liverpool, Salah to score.
Connor, what do you think? What do you think about this match?
My only concern is Liverpool to have a goalkeeper. That's the two goalkeepers are out injured. That's the only thing that's of concern or worry.
Who's your third keeper?
Adrian.
Oh, fuck yeah. Sorry, I've seen him playing. Fuck
Rocky's man. Wife.
Rocky's wife, yeah. Kelleher's out injured. Allison's out injured. That's kind of the only one that's trying to spanner in the works. I think Kanate's out injured, but Matip can replace. Like, we have cover everywhere else, but well, your two goalkeepers are out injured. You're a little bollocks. So they have enough other than that to be Fulham. As I said, I do agree with you, Colly. Losing Fabio Carvalho, who was influential last year, is going to be big for them. They're going to be one of those teams fighting to stay back up. I think Fulham to stay in the league this year, no matter what, is going to be a huge result. I'm going to back Liverpool 3-1 because I can see Adrian having another fucking calamity moment. But I am going to back Mo Salah because I have him as my captain in fantasy.
Fair enough. Just a comment in there from the old lad, Patrick Collin. Hamo just brought into Denver Broncos and won't watch the show again. You won't talk with the best team in the Premiership. Only when you are important enough. In the fantasy football section, we'll talk about Haaland and the players and whatever. But Man City are not. They're not a big club. So, you know, we only talk about big clubs here. Sorry, though. Right, so on to the next one and the final one. United and Brighton. Connor, what do you think of this one?
He slated Brighton last year, and they turned up for the first 8 games, and we were like Brighton our class, and they fell off the fucking cliff again. Yeah. So it depends on what way it goes. I don't think it's been a great end to pre-season for United, and to be honest, I haven't really seen what Brighton have been doing since to kind of the end of last year. Probably going to be a tight game, especially with Ronaldo. Is he going to, well, he's not obviously going to play. Will he come on and play some of the game? Is he gone? Where's his head at the moment? Leaving a half-time last week. I don't know what the story is. I think there was a lot of reliance on him last year. I do think they're going to be a stronger side than last year just because of the leadership and the coaching that they're going to have.
Yeah.
And then obviously from Brighton's side, are they going to lose probably their best and most influential player from last year with Mark Cucurella, who created so much for them from like left wing back. Tight game. I'm going to back United because they're at home. It's Ten Hag's first competitive home game, obviously. I'm going to say 2-1 United, and I'm going to agree with something that Paddy said. I think Martial is going to grab a chance, and I'm going to back Martial to score.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually, you know what, the scoring line is probably spot on because I think it'll be tight enough game. The Brighton won't be very easy to break down, but I think United will probably just have enough tactically this season to break these type of teams down. I do think that, like you're saying, Martial is going to be one to watch this season. Again, we say it every year where he has the fucking bags of talent but just never performs. Same with Rashford. I think they're going to be two to watch. Sancho, I'm expecting massive things from this season. Looked impressive in pre-season. So I'm expecting huge things from him. I would actually think that United might be better if Ronaldo's not in the squad at all on the weekend, to be honest, and just take the focus away completely and let them concentrate on what they're doing. So I would prefer, if I was a United fan, I would want Ten Hag to leave Ronaldo out completely. Don't bring an unfit player onto the bench.
Dennis Bilal after fucking 70 minutes, and you're like, oh, I wish I had Ronaldo here to bring on.
Yeah, true. Fair enough. So I'm gonna side with Connor here. I'm going to go 2-1, and I'm going to say Bruno to score first. Paddy, talk to me about this match.
Got 2.5 minutes left on the clock, so... They beat us 4-0 in the last game we played against them. They spanked us. One of the later games in the season last year. So
what score was it?
4-0.
Thanks.
That was last season. That's fine. I think that we're going to reverse the score. I think we're going to be strong in defence, and I think we're going to spank them 4-0. I think it's going to be a big atmosphere at Old Trafford this weekend. And United 4-0 and Martial.
Paddy, say that again because I'm going to sit upright because I know Collie's going to clip this now when United get beaten. So just say it again.
They're going to win 4-0. They're going to reverse what happened last season. Martial to score for us. Bring it on. United for the quadruple. Come on.
Yeah, for fuck's sake. Right, lads, that's all we're talking about. We're not talking about anything else. Lads, what did you think of that format? I thought it worked out pretty well, actually, to be fair.
Yes, me or the audience?
Yes.
Paddy's already left now.
Yeah, brilliant.
Lads, really quickly, I want to get predictions on teams. I know we said we'd do it on the live, but I have to get predictions because the league is starting. So, Connor, give me your top four.
Top four. In order. City, Liverpool, Spurs, Arsenal.
Paddy, top four.
Spurs, fourth. United, third. Liverpool second, City first.
That's a weird way of doing it. I would have went first, second, third, fourth if I was you, but I like first, third, second, fourth.
Right, so I'm going to go second place.
Fourth, third, second, first.
So I got to go second place is Liverpool. Fourth is Chelsea.
He's always going to put Chelsea, and I was wondering if he was going to put.
Third is Spurs. No, sorry, I fucked that up. Spurs are second, Chelsea are third, Liverpool are fourth. I actually want to change that because Liverpool are a bit more impressive than I've put it out there. So I'm going with City first, Spurs second, Chelsea third, and Liverpool fourth. I know that one, people won't be happy with that, but don't care. Will we do 3 teams going down? We may as well. I know we're going over the mark. Just do it for a minute because it's nice to look back on. 3 teams going down. Connor?
Everton, Bournemouth, Fulham.
Okay. Ready?
Brighton.
After getting spiked by United.
Wolves and Fulham.
Wolves. Oh, interesting. I'm going to go with Fulham, Forest, and Bournemouth. Fuck Bournemouth. Three teams.
What about Jaylings?
Fuck Jaylings. $200,000 a week. To fucking north. Right, lads, look, we're going to end at that. Fuck, we're not doing any more predictions. We will do an Insta Live probably during the week or towards the weekend or something like that, and we'll have a chat with everyone. Again, for anybody that is watching, make sure you follow us and subscribe to us on YouTube. Make sure you follow us on Spotify. If you are listening on Spotify, rate us 5 stars as well. If you think we deserve it, if you don't think we deserve it, don't give us anything less than 5 stars. Follow us on Facebook as well. We're on TikTok. Get us on TikTok because we're posting up some beautiful triggering videos on TikTok, which is very funny for me. So, lads, we're going to be back the same time next week. I'm going to be in Kerry next week, so I'll have a different background, but I'll still be here. Don't worry. So, yeah, we're going to be back next week, 8 o'clock. Paddy, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And Connor, it's been a pleasure.
Cheers, lads.
Right, lads, we'll see everybody next week at 8 p.m. on Tuesday.